Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
On the fake, Williams looking downfield, watching downfield, going for it all. It is caught. Bears win it. DJ Moore.
They go for the jugular. DJ Moore on the full field post. Off play action. Mixon, an absolutely 10 out of 10 A-plus throw for Caleb Williams. He knew it when he let it go.
Yeah, we know what that is. That's courtesy of Fox Sports. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And now we go to our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com. And that is where we go behind enemy lines, as they like to say. He's been on our show before. A lot of fun when he is. Mason Crosby, the Packers kicker from 2007 to 2022. He's the all-time leading scorer for the team. Super Bowl champion, and he's at Crosby Kicks 2 on Twitter. Hosts the Mason Crosby Show weekdays noon to 2 on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. Mason, thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Big week, third time there in this rivalry. I mean, how are Bears fans feeling? That's my big question. I mean, there's got to be a lot of excitement, but a little tension, you know, worrying about such a big moment there in Soldier Field.
I think it's very funny that a lot of the concerns that Bears fans have are the same concerns that Packers fans have. The injury concerns probably go more on the Green Bay side, but worries about the defensive pass rush, for example, worries about offensive consistency. So it's been similar, the discussions that have been had, I think, on either side.
I know. This rivalry is so special. To be able to play a playoff game that has not happened a lot in this rivalry. I remember the last time went a little bit better for the Packers than the Bears on our way to the Super Bowl there in 2010. But there couldn't be more drama, more storylines, like a better moment in Wild Card Weekend than this rivalry happening on Saturday night. I cannot wait to sit down and watch. Lock into this thing and just see the drama unfold.
Mason, do you have the Packers winning? And if so, I'm really curious as to why.
You know, I did pick the Packers yesterday. My other two co-hosts picked the Bears, which was painful. I think this really is going to be one of those games like the first two were, where it can be anyone's game. Whoever has the ball last, however this thing unfolds, it's going to be tight. It's going to be chippy. There's going to be moments where you think one team has control, and then the momentum's going to shift just like it did in those first two. And I think it's going to be tight. I picked the Packers to win 23-20 in a tight game where either Bears have a chance to tie it late or the Packers kick a field goal to win it. One or the other. Unfortunately, y'all remember the situation that happened there in the last playoff game that the Bears hosted, and I know y'all are hoping that doesn't happen again here in this one.
Wow. All right, Mason, you've brought up 2011 now.
I'm throwing fire. I'm bringing it today.
I got to tell you right now, there's a few, Caleb Haney is not going to be out there circa 2011. Cody Parkey, I don't know where Cody Parkey is right now. So thank you for going through with a lot of skill, going through those horrible losses for the Bears against the Packers.
Brought the pain.
You
just
did,
brought
man.
It.
But you didn't do it like in a nasty. It was very skillful the way you did it. But trust me, as somebody who has felt that trauma and was at both of those games, one as a fan and one on the sidelines, I feel that kind of stuff. It's never going to get past me. But I will say this. You kind of alluded to it, and I said this, I think it was going into the Saturday night game, the last time these two teams played. It's about as evenly matched up between these two teams as I've seen in years, and it is because of some of the big injuries, especially if Micah Parsons is playing, we're probably talking about this game a little bit differently. In fact, I know we would be talking about it differently. Why wouldn't we be? But it's about as evenly matched up as it's been in a long time. The difference being quarterback and coach Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love have the experience. How much does that go towards playoff success, and how's Jordan Love doing?
Yeah, you know, obviously Jordan Love not playing the last couple games, getting knocked out against the Bears. His body has to be the best it's been all season. I mean, physically, to be able to take that time, not take the hits in games, physically he has to be good. He's cleared protocol. Mentally should be sharp, but he's got to get out there and kind of get his legs back under him and get the feel of a game. I think that Chicago Bears defense is opportunistic, but they are susceptible to some big plays like the Packers were able to exploit in that first game there at Lambeau Field. Maybe not as much in that second game at Soldier Field, but I wouldn't be surprised if LaFleur tries to open it up early and often with Jordan Love, just to kind of get his confidence back, get him back in the swing of things. They're going to be leaning heavy, though, on Josh Jacobs, trying to control that clock. I think this is going to be a possession game. Who has the ball last and who can execute in those tight moments? Caleb Williams is on the other side, is kind of one of those exciting players where he's like a Brett Favre-esque, some might say kind of almost, gunslinger like Jay Cutler, where he'll make some amazing things happen, and then you...
Bear?
Uh-oh. Do we lose Mason?
I think what
Mason?
He was going to say, and then all of a sudden, if he's comping Jay Cutler, he'll then make an unnecessary throw into triple coverage, because that's what Jay Cutler would get you all excited about some of the throws he'd make, and then he'd be like, do something like, what are you doing? I guess that's Jordan Love, too.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Or the back foot hop throw where he just lofts it up, and
right,
it's like 50-50 ball.
Oh, yeah.
And just pray,
Oh, you're talking about Love or Cutler?
Love.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that was very Cutler, too. Like, Cutler never did fix his mechanics, but he had such a strong arm that he could get away with it.
Bears are going to need some turnovers. And when I say turnovers, notice there's an S on the end of that word. Multiples.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, that's what I was talking about in the opening segment, that unfortunately the Bears are reliant on that. They're reliant on a little bit of magic, maybe a little. What did you had a better word? I was trending towards. They are opportunistic. They are opportunistic in the turnovers they have gotten. Occasionally on special teams, they need every bit of that tomorrow night.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And we have Mason back on the line now. Do you want to finish your thought?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know if y'all felt bad that I was talking about Jay Cutler. And
you did it again.
Caleb Williams.
You did it again.
Just shut me off? Is that what happened?
That's not what happened.
You know, maybe, like, maybe.
Cut this guy off. No, but I think Caleb Williams has, like, he has that competitive fire. Like, we were talking on my show yesterday that, what are we worried about with Caleb Williams? Obviously, his legs. The guy is so fast. He's just sneaky fast. Can do a lot on the ground there. And then he can just make those plays out of nowhere. You just got to hope maybe the Caleb Williams, from a Packers perspective, shows up that, you know, tries to force some things, makes a few bad decisions, does something out of his, you know, kind of his comfort zone. And, you know, the Packers are able to capitalize on. But Ben Johnson's got him kind of, you know, dialed in, doing a good job of, you know, stretching, trying to make big plays when the time calls for it and not trying to go outside of himself. So this is going to be a fun one. I'm excited for this matchup. And again, like I said, it's a toss-up. I have the Packers picked to win, but it's going to be a close one, in my opinion.
We're talking to Mason Crosby, the former Packers kicker, the team's all-time leading scorer, and yeah, part of that team that faced the Bears the last time the Bears were able to win a playoff game, by the way. So that was fun 15 years ago. Mason, there's something. We talked a lot about Keyshawn Nixon yesterday just because he spoke in the Packers locker room. But somebody we haven't talked about as much is Trevon Diggs. And that was a savvy pickup for the Packers. He wanted to go to a team where he could be on a playoff contender. How do you think he factors in this game tomorrow?
You know, I don't know, you know, what the expectation is, if he's going to start or what his role is going to be. But, you know, think about a guy that he got paid because he, you know, gets his hands on the ball. He can take away the ball at a high rate, is a great corner in this league, can be a lockdown, shutdown corner, get guys on an island, and, you know, just be that player. You know, he was on a really bad Cowboys defense. There was obviously some issues there, even off the field, that were going on. So I think the hope from a Packers perspective is he comes into a defense where everyone's roles are very clearly defined. You have a great defensive coordinator in Jeff Hafley that will just simplify the game back down for him and be like, hey, this is what we need you to do. Don't go outside of yourself. Don't do anything that we're not asking you to do. And then go and make plays whenever those plays become available. And, you know, he had a good game in his limited reps against the Vikings. You know, just looked solid. Looks like he's still moving well, doing those things. So I think there's high hopes. And if he goes and makes a play in this game, like, that will be, you know, one of the better decisions, I feel like, the front office, you know, other than he'll bring Micah Parsons in, but bring another Cowboys player into this fold and finding a way to take from that horrible Cowboys defense and plug them into a defense and have success.
Mason, speaking of the front office, I got to know, you've got the temperature as well as anyone up there. Is Matt LaFleur's job on the line if he loses this game?
Oh, man. Yeah, I was figuring that was kind of, we've been talking about that all week. You know, Schefter came out and had some comments. Florio, I think, was on The Score, one of y'all's station, one of y'all's shows.
It was us.
Morning show, yeah.
That was yours? Okay, yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's been a lot of speculation, and it, you know, it's, I was curious about why in the world are head coaches in this space where they can't go into their last year of their contract. Like, everyone wants to give them an extension and have them locked in. Like, players go in the last year and there's an expectation to go out and ball so that you get a really good deal, right? So it's weird to think that the only options are either fire LaFleur or extend him whenever he still has a year left on his deal. So I'm putting that out there, that's strange to me. But, you know, this game, I think, for the Packers, there's a lot, not pressure necessarily, but there's a lot on the line here. I think they need to go out there and show well, be competitive, kind of show and play at a level that is consistent with, you know, what the expectation is of a head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And if they go out there and lay an egg and don't do well, I think there's going to be some decisions that have to be made. I think the structure there in Green Bay is going to shift with Ed Policy. It looks like the GM is going to have kind of a little bit more say. So I wouldn't be surprised if, if they decide on Goody first, try to get an extension done there, or what they're going to do at general manager, and then kind of have that decision be under the general manager of, is LaFleur our guy for, three or four years to come, or are we going to shift focus? So I do think this game, in regards to what the next three or four years for this Green Bay Packer organization is really important, just because they haven't won a playoff game in there in Green Bay in, 5 years now? Didn't make the playoffs in 22, been the seventh seed now for 3 years, which is good getting in the playoffs, but I think the pressure's on to go out and have some success in the playoffs and show that this organization's taking a step in the right direction.
Wow, that's a cliffhanger, Mason Crosby. We appreciate you coming back on with us and also talking playoffs. This has been fun as usual.
That's right. Well, hey, this is the Packers Bears. There has to be some drama, and you got to get those storylines set up, because there's no better rivalry and no better matchup than this game on Saturday night in Wild Card Weekend. I cannot wait for this one. Really appreciate y'all having me on.
Amen, Mason.
Thank you, buddy. Happy playoffs to you. That's Mason Crosby, the kicker for the Packers from 2007 to 2022. Host of the Mason Crosby Show weekdays from noon to 2 on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. Hey, look at that. We got some calls on this Mark Grody birthday show playoff edition of the show.
I'm honored.
Show. How many times can Bears. I say show?
I'm Bears. Sure they're calling for you, show. Grody.
Bears.
Let's do it, man. Yes. Celebrate the playoffs, vet. I don't know. It's that kind of day. Meatball day. Let's do it. 312-644-6767. Do you appreciate the Bears in the playoffs? Do you want more? More! You can do it all next.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.